Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Frank Meraki, Situate, Mass., Northeast Fishery Sector Number 10. On December 20, I testified that cuts in ACLs on the order being discussed, 50% or more, would decimate smaller fishing ports along the Gulf of Maine. Since then, the SSC has completed its work, and indeed we are facing cuts of a magnitude sufficient to destroy communities which have persisted for over 300 years. Among your tasks today is to vote on an ACL specification package for 2013. Many uncertainties remain, time series duration and natural mortality rates among these. The council faces an unenviable dilemma. Vote yes to destroy fishing communities, cost jobs, bring foreclosures and family disintegration. Vote no to violate National Standard 1 and set up for secretarial preemption and litigation. In a recent press statement, Mr. Bullard suggested that some fishermen will survive by transitioning into other fisheries. This is unlikely as we are locked by our permit system into a fairly narrow niche. For example, there's a control date for transition from trawl gear to lobster pots. There's an historic performance criterion for eligibility into the LAGC scallop fishery. And the present system of calculating groundfish discards makes fishing for species like skates or dogfish unprofitable. And I'd urge you to read the letter from David Gayful that's in your correspondence folder to this very point. Mr. Bullard goes on to say that we're experiencing a failure of management. Mr. Bullard is wrong. Based primarily on evidence from GARM 3, the SSC and the New England Council set appropriate catch levels for Amendment 16. Sector vessels stayed within those limits for 2010 and 2011, an accomplishment was never achieved during 20 years of input control management. The reality is that stock assessments have failed to accurately project future stock conditions. We do not have a failure of management, we have a failure of science. And as an early and consistent advocate of cooperative research, I'm profoundly concerned. I've seen funding virtually disappear with the stigmatization of earmarks and the annual preemption of over $115 million of Salt and Saul Kennedy funds in the NIMS operating budget. Today, we're facing an industry-wide economic collapse and a scientific establishment which is struggling to provide answers necessary to stabilize management and economics. We need to do something big, and we need to do it fast. We need Congress to appropriate at least $25 million to fund a cooperative research program to accomplish at least two objectives. One, to provide revenue. Instead of disaster funds, which go primarily to permit holders, vessel charters, i.e. cooperative research contracts, will flow to crews and support businesses as well. And two, open the tasks of stock assessment and ecosystem characterization to a diversity of stakeholders. We are fortunate to have a number of groups, academia, NGOs, and state agencies, which combine with the seamanship, work ethic, and local knowledge of fishermen create a powerful force for constructive change. I have seen so much change recently. We are no longer dealing with a static ecosystem. We probably never were. Some changes of note, which may well be confounding stock assessments, are one, shifts in predation to such growth in such species as seals, striped bass, and dogfish. Shifts in competition, primarily skates. Disappearances of prey, primarily sandlands. Shifts in species and seasonality of their abundance. For example, in the Gulf of Maine this past December at Christmas, we were catching lolago, squid, fluke, and scup. And finally, extreme stratification of groundfish distribution. A key to why the ACLs are not being met is the fact that the fish are not where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. What does all this mean? To me, it means that we do not know enough at present to characterize the optimal levels of a fish stock several years in advance. It saddens me to acknowledge that there is no compromise at hand today. Absent intervention at the secretarial or congressional level, this council cannot provide a decision which satisfies even partially all parties. We are in a box which is collapsing around us. We need to shift our thoughts from merely coping with collapse to building on a strong foundation. Science, cooperative science involving multiple players, is that foundation. A strong message needs to accompany today's climactic vote. This council cannot do its job with the resources it has been given. This industry cannot survive on the allocations it is about to receive. As part of a vitally needed disaster assistance appropriation, Congress needs to fund a cooperative research program which can inform stock assessments of a quality needed to return the Northeast groundfish fishery to stability and profitability. Thank you.